Good morning. I'm Christopher Purdy. Delighted to welcome you all to All Sides Weekend / the Arts as we talk about arts and culture in Central Ohio and environs. Here's the rundown for today's program. I have two wonderful guests who'll be with us for the first part of the morning. And then around 11:40, we'll be joined by Mark Renner from the Singing Buckeyes, who will bring us a barbershop quartet concert and tell us about a big event happening tomorrow night at Veterans Auditorium. But for now, two stars of the local arts firmament. Roland Valliere is the president and chief creative officer of the Columbus Symphony. Welcome. Roland is just recovering from a very successful picnic with the Pop Season. You have a suntan, I noticed.
So yes, I do.
Yes,
you know.
You've been out there. Stephen Anderson is the artistic director and head guy at Catco Phoenix downtown, and he's on his way to London where he's going to quell all the riots.
No, they'll be long over by that time. Although I have to say, All Sides / Arts just doesn't kind of work for me.
Okay, it's not really a T-shirt. We're going to have to do something about that.
There you go.
We'll do the marketing. But anyway, let me start rolling with you, and in a few moments, I'm going to invite phone calls from my two guests. Picnic with the Pops is a very beloved local institution. It has been at Chemical Abstracts for many years, very successful there, and now you're moving.
Yes, we are. We're moving to the Columbus Commons next summer, next June, and looking forward to the opportunity to be in a new location. Chemical Abstracts has been fantastic. They've been an incredible partner for many years, but it's time to refresh the series, and the opportunity to partner in the revitalization of downtown is something we're very much looking forward to.
Remind people what and where Columbus Commons is.
Columbus Commons is smack and dab downtown. It's where the mall formerly City Center used to be, right behind the Ohio Theater. It's now a beautiful, beautiful park. And if you haven't been there, I encourage you to do so. I believe Franklin Park Conservatory, is doing the horticultural aspects of the park, and it's absolutely stunningly beautiful. So they've done a great job, and it's where we will be performing next year. There's going to be an amphitheater there. And we're going to do a number of programs there just like we have for the last 28 years at Chemical Abstract.
Are you tweaking the location? Are you tweaking the actual programming or how things are presented?
Yeah, we are to some extent, and that's all very much in process. You know, George Schramm has been the conductor for many years and has a really engaging personality and
really
rapport with the audience. And George will be continuing next year in the process of putting those programs together. Our new music director, Jean-Marie Zaytouni, will be conducting the opening program there. That, too, is in process. And there'll be big screens, as they have been, at the at Chemical Abstract. And so it's going to be a dynamic, you know, visual, oral feast.
So that's a done deal. We'll be at the Columbus Commons for the Picnic with the Pops starting next summer.
That's absolutely correct.
So there's a lot of work going on through all aspects of the community to sort of bring downtown back. I think that's a national trend. They really want to bring downtowns back to and make them destinations. How does that affect you at all?
It's going to create great synergy for us downtown with the Scioto Mile, which has just opened, and we'll be doing summer programming next year as we did this year. So downtown is going to be a destination arts.
How do you find, as the artistic director of the area's professional theater company, your audience changing or growing? What is your demographic? Is there any change at all? Are you looking to attract other kinds of people to your shows?
We absolutely are. In fact, you know, we changed out a show this year. We were doing Souvenir, which we're going to do in November instead, and we did Evil Dead the Musical, which extended for 4 weeks, and it was sold out, and it was a younger demographic. It was people that we'd never seen before, and now our challenge is to find other programming that they're going to enjoy and that we can re-encourage them to come back.
You're bringing Evil Dead back, right?
We are,
reviving it.
Now this is the scoop for WSU Today. We are announcing today that we are going to open it on October 1st and run it through Halloween. So it would be another 4-week run. And the show it has great fans.
Tell me about the show.
Well, the show is based on the old Evil Dead series. There's Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness. And it's a story of five college students who go to a cabin in the woods and set loose deadites. Accidentally, and then they all die horrible deaths and dismemberment there's a splatter zone in the audience in which there's so much blood that the audience is splattered with blood, and there's, you know, I would walk out to give the curtain speech, and, you know, I mean, there would be our subscribers who are by and large not in the splatter zone, and then
probably
new,
do you seat really, them deliberately away from really, the splatter zone?
Right, we did that, although they could exchange into it, and yes. then we passed out parkas that said Catco on them, and it looked like SeaWorld. You know, so I would go out and say, good evening and welcome to Evil Dead the Musical, and the splatter zone would jump up and scream, and our subscribers would go, oh, well, we really usually clap at the end nicely. What's going on here? So it was a whole different kind of thing. But, and I thought I was going to get crucified by our regular theater goers. And some of them emailed me and said, you know, it maybe wasn't my favorite thing, but by the way, there were young people there and they were excited to be at the theater. And I'm excited that you took that risk.
So your mandate, one of your mandates now is to find plays that will encourage the younger generation to come in, right?
As well as keep the our older patrons and who've been valued and loyal, and Souvenir is going to really delight them. The story of Florence Foster Jenkins, which we actually opened.
Oh, no, wait, stop. You've got to tell people who Florence Foster Jenkins was, because she was a real person. She died in the 1940s,
yeah.
A character, and you're doing a show about her.
Yes. Souvenir is the story of Florence Foster Jenkins, who was a socialite in the 20s and 30s who thought that she could sing. And she thought she had a magnificent instrument. And once a year, she would give a concert for charity, and her friends would buy the tickets. And of course, they wouldn't tell her she couldn't sing. And so she continued on with this notion that she could sing. And then she was encouraged to do a vanity recording, which she did. And I have heard, I actually own, and now on CD, by the way, it is purchasable. And as they say, you never knew the human voice could sound like that.
Well, I know dogs are writhing pain when people, they do. When people play that CD, God forgive me, but she was quite a character, and I'm delighted that that's coming to town. I think you're going to have a lot. People are going to have a lot of fun with that. That's going to satisfy everybody for different reasons, probably. But
I'm thinking, and of course, she finally gave a concert at Carnegie Hall, to which Noel Coward and Cole Porter and Tallulah Bankhead all attended because they had to see this woman who had made this record.
So what I want to know is, are we doing Evil Blood at the symphony?
No,
I think that's, you know,
to look at some way to do that.
Visual interactive experience.
It sounds very operatic in a way, that the people sit very seriously while people are bleeding to death on the stage anyway, except they're singing. So
what else is new?
Half the fun of the show was people ducking, because they would think they were going to get hit, and they weren't.
And they
weren't. And so it was a real contact sport.
I want to encourage people to call and let us know what you're thinking about the arts and cultural in Central Ohio, something you've seen or heard that you really loved, or something you'd like to see in here. 292-8513. That's a 614 number. 292-8513. You can also send us an email at allsides@wosu.org. If I may inject a serious note for both of you, and I'll start with you, Roland. There has been some very good news about arts funding, which is unusual. I mean, the current administration has increased the budget for the Ohio Arts Council. And I think your two organizations have been, as they should be, beneficiaries of this largesse. I think that surprised a great many people. What was the reaction down on State Street when that?
Well, it's great. I mean, there's a tremendous vote of confidence and a reinforcement in terms of, you know, being on the right track and heading in the direction that we need to go. You know, I saw some of the comments on the review of our application, and they were very, very positive. The collaboration or integration with Kappa was very favorably received. The artistic growth of the orchestra under our new music director and what we're doing artistically and some of the innovative things that we're trying. So I think it was a terrific package and couldn't come at a better time.
I think it's sending a message to all arts and cultural organizations anywhere. I don't remember in my lifetime the budget increasing at the state and federal level.
We have the legislature to thank for that. They increased the funding for the Ohio Arts Council. And frankly, in many states, they're abolishing their arts council.
Right. Absolutely.
Our legislature and our governor have both said that they understand that the arts are an economic driver for us in Ohio and an important part of attracting people to come and live here.
Other thing I think should be mentioned, too, is a quote from one local administrator who said there was quite a letter writing and emailing campaign. People really were very invested, pardon the pun, in telling the legislators, you know, we need this.
We are very fortunate to have the Ohio Citizen for the Arts, Donna Collins, who's the executive director there. They have done spectacular work in advocacy.
Great to hear that. We have some people waiting to talk to both of you about your programming. As my trusty and indispensable Letitia Wiggins prepares that, I just wanted to ask a little bit more about future plans. About are you afraid of being lulled into a false security with the increase in funding level?
That's not a problem in my case.
So. Good.
Well, we should say that the Symphony and Catco Phoenix is going to be doing a collaboration with Midsummer Night's Dream in March. So Jean-Marie and I have been talking about that, and it's going to be a real event, so people should plan for that.
That's Shakespeare, Mendelssohn, Columbus Symphony, and Stephen Anderson. I cannot think of a better.
What a combo. And don't forget Jean-Marie, the most charming person in America.
Yes, he is the most charming person in America. That's right.
You know, you talk about being lulled into a sense of false security, and you know, anything but security is the order of the day these days. And the only constant there really is this change. And we've got to adapt like everything else. I mean, it really is a Darwinian world out there. And whether we like it or not, you know, we need to embrace that and move forward. So we're trying some things differently at the Columbus Symphony because the world is very different than it was even 10 years ago.
You're going to be at the Southern Theater for a number of programs.
That's
right. Which is wonderful.
We have 12 concerts on the Masterworks series next year, of which 4 will be at the Southern Theater. We've programmed the repertoire in a way that's the right size or size for that facility. It's more intimate, and it's going to be, I think, a terrific oral as well as visual experience. The way we're presenting the concerts there in terms of the concert format is going to be a bit different, a little more informal, some introduction of the pieces from the stage and that sort of thing. And we're doing 8 concerts at the Ohio Theater, somewhat larger orchestral repertoire in more of a traditional kind of fashion.
Let me take a call from Joshua in Lancaster because he's waiting, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with Stephen Anderson, the artistic director of Catco Phoenix, and Roland Valliere, the president and chief creative officer of the Columbus Symphony. But Joshua, hello, you've been waiting. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Christopher. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention that, you know, the emphasis you're putting on getting young people out into the arts, the video game concerts that you've done in the past, have just been fantastic in drawing, I think, a younger dynamic to the arts. And I'd love to look forward to seeing more of those types of concerts. Also, the movie-themed concerts, I think, really bring people out and together through that popular culture and appreciate the arts on a higher level that way.
Thank you very much for that comment, Joshua. I just want to have Roland Valliere speak to that. The comment was that our caller, Joshua, very much enjoyed the movie theme presentations that the Columbus Symphony have done. Mm-hmm. They loved hearing the organ in the Ohio Theater and thought that that was a real coup in terms of bringing in a different audience.
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's part of the challenge, frankly, you know, looking forward. I mean, I think audiences today, you know, because of the world in which we live and with such easy access to you know, so many different things visually and so forth, they're looking for more of a kind of visual and interactive kind of experience. And I think a number of orchestras have tried different things and are continuing to try different things in that regard with some degrees of success. So I think what you're saying is absolutely true, and as part of the portfolio of what we're looking to do going forward is more of those kinds of events.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with All Sides Weekend with Stephen Anderson and Roland Valliere. I'm Christopher Purdy, 292-8513.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we don't just interview influential people, we challenge them. Here's noted natural foods advocate Michael Pollan on the subject of ring dings.
I would look at the package next time. That creamy is not cream.
Well, you know what? You may know a lot about food, but you don't know the first thing about living, buddy.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the delicious news quiz that's no good for you at all. From NPR.
It's very good for you, and it's here Saturday mornings beginning at 11 o'clock on 89.7 NPR News. Peter Sagal and, of course, the ever-popular Carl Castle.
Support for 89.7 comes from Columbus Recreation and Parks, presenting bluegrass and gospel band Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver at Bicentennial Park as part of the Rhythm on the River series, Friday evening, August 12th at 8. More at sciotomile.com.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 degrees expected. Clear tonight and a low of 61. Tomorrow, showers move in, high of 84, and about a 20% chance of rain.
We are back with All Sides Weekend. I'm Christopher Purdy, here with Stephen Anderson from Catco Phoenix and Roland Valliere with the Columbus Symphony. And Stephen Anderson, you have a production coming up of the play about Florence Foster Jenkins called
Souvenir,
which opens when?
November.
Well, Paul from Worthington's on the line. He'd like to know more about Florence Foster Jenkins. Hi, Paul. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. You sort of made a passing comment, and I am sorry. I'm asking more than telling here. The lady in question, and you're going to have to say the name again.
Florence Foster Jenkins.
Florence?
Foster.
Yeah, Foster Jenkins. I don't know whether it was Terry Gross or, you know, but it was, you know, an NPR broadcast of some kind. Discussed this lady, I don't know, well, you know, maybe in a 5 or 7 minute segment or something, and she was awful. I mean...
Oh, no,
she was awful, yes, yeah, no. That's
the
point.
And the thing, I know, exactly, and it was so awful that I was intrigued.
It is a little like a train wreck.
Yes, I know, and it's sort of like an accident that you can't look away from.
No, it truly is.
And I just wondered, you know, where could one find the actual, like, recordings? She had a, I don't know, was a pianist or somebody.
Yes, Cosme McCoon.
Cosme McCoon, right. That was his name, yes.
Yeah, and he was actually a very fine musician in his own right and yep. became very protective of her and kept trying to get her not to perform
sing.
In public. But you can, the way I picked up the CD was I just went to Amazon.com and said, you know, Florence Foster Jenkins, and it's right there.
Jenkins. Okay.
Okay, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your call.
This is like the food is so terrible, I can't get enough of it.
I can't get enough of it. She was quite the character, apparently. Mm. We have had a comment on our Facebook page from Marlene. She writes, I had been wondering how the Cleveland art scene has managed to keep thriving during this terrible economic climate. There's a every cigarette apparently bought in Cuyahoga County gives a penny and a half to the local arts and culture. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. Culture
yes,
institutions.
No.
For the
that's
syntax.
That's a syntax,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yeah, that's
do
right.
Do we have that here? Should no, we sin more than we yeah. than we already
well,
are?
Well, actually, you know, they're very funny up in Cleveland because they'll say, you know, we don't care whether you smoke them, just buy them.
Oh, that's all right. That's good. You know, not that we're encouraging anybody
no,
to smoke.
Of course not.
I'm not saying a thing.
Or sin. But
very smart on your part, I think.
No, it's the Cleveland arts.
Yeah, really. Well, it's been 2 or 3 years ago that they instituted that, and it's countywide, and it's been extraordinary as a means of supporting all arts and culture there.
Well, you know, I mean, the Cleveland Orchestra itself is going through a period of transformation. It's a world-class ensemble, obviously, in a city that's changed and in many ways declined in terms of the, you know, people that live there.
That's an interesting point that you bring up, because the economic downturn does not exempt groups like a world-class orchestra, like the Cleveland Orchestra. The Philadelphia Orchestra is filing Chapter 11, or almost did.
They did file Chapter 11.
So mm-hmm. that's kind of scary. We've had our own economic challenges here in Columbus, but the artistic quality of the orchestra has never been the problem. I just think it's getting people to come downtown.
Well,
don't
you know, at the end of the day, what it's really about, and this is where this opportunity as well as challenge, is, you know, what we really are, I think, in the business of doing is providing meaningful experiences to people through music. You know, we're not about being a symphony orchestra to serve ourselves. We're the vessel
right,
that makes
right.
that possible. And so we need to look at it from the end user or the consumer, the customer's point of view, what it is. And that's changing and evolving in positive as well as other ways.
Well, what do you think, if you were to ask an audience of 20 and 30-somethings, testing a demographic, and you said, we are a symphony orchestra that we play in a big theater, great music, and you would ask them, what do you want from that evening or afternoon? What kind of answers are you looking for?
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's what I just said. What they want to do is have an experience with a capital E. And they want it quick. And they want it in a way that really is somewhat interactive. You know, passive experiences, I think, are the most challenging. Because, you know, so much is available today in a very interactive kind of way, and some of that's very, very positive.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go online, you can create playlists, you can get what you want, you know, immediately. And so you've got immediate access to things in a very visual, you know, highly stimulating kind of way. So I think when you ask that question, what they want is not only do they want to be stimulated and participate in the experience, but they want the experience to mean something to them. in kind of a non-traditional way because the background and experiences are very different than previous generations.
I think our traditions need to change every 5 years now at least, rather than every 100 years, which they tended to be doing. I don't see the Columbus Symphony throwing blood from the stage and having a splatter zone, but I know that you—
I'd be happy to help.
You purposely, you specifically have been very much at the forefront of kind of making a new experience from the for the concert-going audience.
Right.
And what kind of things are you looking at now? You've been adding visual. I know that people love it when orchestral musicians and conductors talk to them.
Yeah, that's the second part. I think, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the research in terms of what's going on, you know, and trying to figure out, you know, how we can adapt in a way that serves, you know, broader audience needs in kind of the way that you're describing. Some of it's visual and also some of it's interpretive. That is the opportunity to learn about the music in real time, to hear from the artists themselves, the musicians, the conductors, the guest artists, those sorts of things I think are important. And we're going to be trying some of those things. We mentioned the Southern Theater Concerts, for example, in a way that does try to make the music more meaningful to people that may not be familiar with the music itself.
Here's a little challenge from our audience, 292-8513. I'd love to hear from people who may have once or twice gone to the theater or gone to the symphony but don't make it a regular habit, and tell us how we could change that and make you a regular user of our cultural resources. 292-8513, you've been once or twice or you're curious about going or you might be interested. What's the hook that we need to do to get you down there? Again, 292-8513. How about you, Stephen? Now, certainly that's a real effort to involve the audience. But you also, you do Tennessee Williams and you do a lot of serious is not a bad work, but really great pieces, some funny and some not.
Yeah. No, later this year, we're doing a piece, which we're doing in collaboration with Gallery Players at the Jewish Center of the Rubinstein Kiss, which is about the Rosenbergs. And there'll be some events prior to that. Also, The Caretaker with Jonathan Price, which we're doing with Kappa. And Catherine Berkman, who is a Pinter scholar here in Central Ohio, will be helping us to create portals into the experience. That's what we have to do. We have to be able to say, I know what I'm going to see, because that's what we want. I mean, people, when you buy something on Amazon, you know, the next day you get an email that says, you know,
because you bought this. Yeah.
People who like this like that. And we have to create those kinds of opportunities for our audiences as well. Because, you know, these are resources they're using. And they want to be sure that it's going to be something that's going to be for them.
What do you think of talkbacks? What do you think of listening to the audience on site in the midst of the actual performance?
I think it's something we need to do a lot more of. It's part of the learning experience. We need to listen and learn a lot more from our audiences in terms of figuring out how we can do it, what they wish us to do even in a more effective fashion, kind of along the lines of what you're just describing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually even experimenting with Twitter and having a Twitter screen behind and people responding in time and place to what they're seeing in our stage
reading
series.
The Pacific Symphony, I think it was just last week, did something called a Tweetcert. It was an outdoor concert, and they actually encouraged people to tweet at the concert itself about the music and about their experience online. It was something which I think was very successful, which is getting a lot of visibility right now.
I have 10 more minutes with these two wonderful guests, Roland Valliere and Stephen Anderson. I asked for your calls, and it looks like the switchboard is jammed. Frankly, we have a lot of people waiting and not a lot of time. We have a wonderful barbershop concert, and we're going to be talking about the Singing Buckeyes and the Harmony Camp starting at 11:40. But I do want to get to the calls that I can, beginning with Brian in Columbus. I just have to ask you to be concise. Hi, Brian. Thanks for waiting.
Sure. My comment is that the dramatic is really compelling to younger audiences, and having the artists talk about their own experiences and short bios of the composers would probably also be very interesting. Nobody wants to read the program so much as they want to hear it with enthusiasm from the artists and conductors.
Yeah. Well, and you could also come to my free concert talks, not to toot my own horn, but there you go. There's a call from Lee who wants to know about the Sunday Symphony programs, saying that he thinks they or she thinks they've been canceled. Hi, Lee.
Yes, I'd like to ask why they canceled the Sunday afternoon series at 3 o'clock.
I think what you're referring to is that the Sunday concerts are at the Southern. Four of the concerts are at the Southern Theater as opposed to the matinees that used to be on Sundays at the Ohio Theater.
So you're just going downtown a few more blocks to a lovely place. I mean, beautiful. The Southern Theater is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's
I know that, but this the Southern Theater isn't very conducive to seniors. And that was what this Sunday afternoon series was for.
Yeah, actually, bending over backwards, actually it's going to be very conducive to the seniors, and we'd be happy to discuss that with you offline. You just give us a call, and we can talk to you about what it is we're doing there so far as parking and accommodations and actually seating in the facility itself. I know that there's a significant concern about that, and there's a certain sense, you know, that that may not be the case, but actually it's just the opposite.
Well, I've been a subscriber for 25 years, and my friends, I don't know of anyone who is going to renew this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that wasn't, you know, the result you were looking for, but that's what I'm seeing.
No, I understand. And the challenge here is one of adaptability. You know, we need to move forward and try some different things in a way that's not insensitive, but accommodates those that have been our most loyal concert goers. So feel free to contact us offline. But I'd love to chat with you about it and see what we can do to retain your support.
Lee, thank you for your call. I'm sorry, I have to move on, but thank you very
much
for your call. Thank you. Michael is on the line from Columbus. He wants us to keep on with the social media and new music. Michael, hi. Oh, I hung up on Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. Call back.
Well, I'm glad he mentioned that. Our opening concert is Camino Burana, but also on that, which is October 13th, we encourage you to
Jennifer
go, by the
Higdon.
Way. But yes, it's a Jennifer Higdon piece, which is a wonderful title. It's called Blue Cathedral on that program. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece and exemplifies the kind of thing that I think you're referring to.
And she last year won the Pulitzer Prize for Music, and she has been a guest at The Ohio State University and with the Columbus Symphony in recent years. And Blue Cathedral is a gorgeous piece, and it's a nice pairing with Carmina Burana.
Yeah.
Thank you for that
October
very much. We have a call from Mitchell in Dublin who wants to talk about community theaters. Hi, Mitchell. Mitchell?
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hello. Okay, real quick. It's just with all the community theater, the great community theater here in Columbus, that is there any way of having a program segment talking to some of the directors and some of the programs that that are going on? And I'll hang up and listen for your comments.
Thanks so much.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean that's really a question for you, I think, Christopher. But we have been we've really been sort of opening up the doors with the PNC Arts Alive program, which has been a series of staged readings in which a variety of theaters are working together, and we're just looking for more ways for all of the theaters to work together.
Well, that dovetails nicely into Michael called back. Thank you, Michael from Bexley, to talk about social media, because I think that's going to be an opening to really get that word about that out there. Michael, hi there. Sorry about last time.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, Christopher Purdy, you're one of my friends on Facebook, so I've already taken the first step.
Good. Same. Terrific.
I think there's a lot of we young people that have gone to both Ohio State, Capitol, Audubon for Music, or even some of our friends that are really interested in orchestral music and opera and whatnot, that are 20-something to early 30-something. We're really interested in this art form. I just think we get a little bored with Brahms and Wagner, and we want to see more Sibelius and Raphael Williams, and even maybe Xenakis, Ligeti, maybe your second half of the 20th century.
You're a man after my own heart, Michael. Wow, that's great. Yes.
So I'll listen to you guys, but I would really like to see the Columbus Symphony. They do a good job of early 20th century stuff, but I would love to see them do later 20th century stuff. And the things that are maybe a little bit more easy to listen to, maybe a little bit more minimalism that sounds
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay. Thanks,
more
Michael.
More contemporary stuff, more edgy stuff, that sort of thing.
Do you think that could be a separate series, is it better to make that a separate series or integrate it into the mainstream, well, I hate that word, but programming?
I think it needs to be part of the fabric of what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the energy coming from the stage, in the sense that if the musicians are playing with conviction in a way that really is convincing, and the music is terrific, and all of that, you know, it'll get through.
Yeah, and I think there is a real audience for it. That a lot of that repertoire is the kind of thing, if you hear it once, it kind of hits you in the eyes, and it makes you want to hear it again. That's been my experience with Xenakis and people like that. John is on the line from Westerville, who has a question about wheelchair accommodations. Hi, John.
I grew up with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I would really like to go to the symphony, but the prices for wheelchair accessible seats are in the prime orchestra range and really unaffordable to us. I'd like to go and take our children and grandchildren.
Okay. Well, I can certainly look into that, John, and see, you know, what options we might have available. If you want to give me a call, you can do that at the Symphony offices or leave a message and or send me an email if you have email access, however you want to do that, and I'll see what I can do. I'll look into it.
Yeah, give Roland Valliere a call at the Columbus Symphony to talk about wheelchair accommodations, because I have to say, in my experience, every organization in town does go out of their way to make sure everybody who wants to go gets there, no matter under their own steam or somebody else's.
Well, yeah, there are accommodations, but what I hear you saying is you think the ticket price, you know, for those
are
high, and whether there's any opportunity there that might be more affordable.
We've got about three more minutes with our guests. We can take one or two more calls, 292-8513, about how to get you out there to attend an arts event, either at CATCO Phoenix, the Columbus Symphony, the Ballet, Pro Musica. There's so much going on. Stephen Anderson, you talked about buzz and energy and synergy with Columbus Commons and the Pops going down there. Is that a first step? What else has to happen to really pump that area up downtown?
The great thing, of course, is that Shadowbox is moving downtown as well. So that's going to be yet another reason for people to come downtown. We are all working together to try to find ways to support and create that kind of synergy. Steve Geyer, you know, that organization
has been
25 years. They're moving out from – they've been at Easton for quite a while. They're moving down into the Brewery District, and that will happen at the end of the month. And it will provide people with the opportunity of an additional place to go and eat and drink before they come to – or afterwards to when they come to the symphony or to the theater or to the ballet. So I think this sort of – putting things all together in a synergistic way is going to help us.
Both of these organizations, CATCO Phoenix and the Columbus Symphony, of course, have terrific websites. So with a couple of clicks of a button, you can get all the information you need to participate in their new seasons. And Roland Valliere brought with him a beautiful multicolored brochure, very, very nicely done. You do make it easy, the two of you. You do make it easy to get people down there, I have to say. And I do want to take this moment to thank Roland Valliere, the President and Chief Creative Officer of the Columbus Symphony, and Stephen Anderson at CATCO Phoenix, the Artistic Director. These two gentlemen are making it happen for the arts in Central Ohio, it's certainly downtown, and with outreach. Thank you both for being here.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I'm Christopher Purdy. This is All Sides Weekend. Don't go away. Coming back in 2 minutes, we're going to hear great barbershop singing from four great young men and learn more about the Singing Buckeyes and Harmony Camp. Don't go away.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear the questions you wish you could have asked to people like Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did it help to hear what your voice sounded like on helium? Did you learn something about your voice you didn't know before?
Yeah, I learned that I don't really need the helium.
Because it's pretty easy to flick that switch and go right up there.
The most interesting people in show business on Fresh Air.
Fresh Air comes your way starting in 20 minutes at 12 noon right here on 89.7 NPR News. Sunny skies today for the most part, a high of 84. The low tonight around 61 with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow clouds move in, 20% chance of rain. By Saturday night, we'll have a 70% chance of showers, a high tomorrow near 79. And currently we have 74 degrees in Central Ohio.
Support for 89.7 comes from Promo West Productions, presenting Return to Forever with Zappa on August 16th at the LC Lifestyle Communities Pavilion Outdoor Amphitheater. Information at promowestlive.com.
Tonight at 8 o'clock on our sister station, WOSU TV 34, It's Great Performances, Andrea Bocelli live in Tuscany, a program that was recorded near the little town of Volterra. Bocelli sings some of his greatest hits and also some new songs. His guests include Sarah Brightman and Kenny G and Chris Botti. That will be on Channel 34 tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock. Great Performances, Andrea Bocelli live in Tuscany. That's definitely television worth watching.
Thank you, Charlie Pickard. We are back. I'm Christopher Purdy with another segment of All Sides Weekend. I do want to thank Stephen Anderson and Roland Valliere from the Catco Phoenix and Columbus Symphony, respectively, and all the people who called in. There were a lot of calls we didn't have time to take. I'm sorry about that. But I'm delighted also to welcome Mark Renner. He is the Vice President of Marketing and PR for the Singing Buckeyes, which includes the Harmony Camp. And we have some music as well. I was trying to get Mark to sing, and he has declined, but he's here to tell us about the Singing Buckeyes.
Glad to be here. We're very excited this year. We have 300 young people at our camp. We conduct it every year in August. They come from high schools all across the state of Ohio and beyond. They spend 4 intense days working on harmony vocal techniques, and all in preparation for their big final show tomorrow night at Veterans Memorial.
You're going to have how many people roughly on stage tomorrow night?
Well, there are about 300 young singers and additional entertainment as well, several international champion quartets. The Singing Buckeyes will also be performing along with the Columbus Sweet Adeline Chorus. So it's going to be a entertainment-packed evening.
You have a very multicolored shirt on and a button that says Mike Renner, Founding Father. You're, I think, a Founding Father as well of the Singing Buckeyes. Tell me about the Singing Buckeyes and their relationship to the Harmony Camp.
The Singing Buckeyes are a barbershop singing organization in Central Ohio, men's organization. There are several men's barbershop organizations in town and several women's Sweet Adeline groups in town. We sing with about 65 or 70 men. We'd hope to be able to sing with even more if some of your listeners are interested in vocal harmony. We'd love to have them join our forces. We rehearse one night a week all year long. We perform 3 shows. This one Saturday night is one of those 3, but we will perform a holiday show and perform a spring show as well.
I came to visit you at this time last summer during the middle of the Harmony Camp, which takes place here on the OSU campus, and it was a very busy building. I think you were in one of the churches or something near on campus. But in every room and every space, there were large groups of kids singing and being taught and conducting and things like that. And it was a wonderful place to spend an afternoon. How do you find these kids, or how do these kids find you, and do they come back year after year?
Well, starting with the second question first, yes, we have an awful lot of young people that try it out and enjoy it so much that they come back multiple times during their high school tenure. I think we have several singers in camp this year that this is their 5th or 6th year that they've been with us. But every year, at least half the camp is made up of young singers who are there for the first time. And it's a constant effort by the Singing Buckeyes and other barbershoppers around the state to get the word out to the high school music programs about this opportunity. And we hope that we're gaining some ground with the vocal education community in the high schools in terms of this is an experience that their kids will learn a lot about singing and come back to their high school programs as better singers.
Mike Renner, you were here yesterday and you brought with you a barbershop quartet of 4 young men, the Prestige Quartet, and I would just like everybody to hear a bit from them right now. They recorded this yesterday in our studios. Charlie, if you would, whatever cut you've got up, Charlie, for the Prestige Quartet.
Just believe in me. Say it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Bada-bow! Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. But doom, 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 ba-doom, doom, ba-doom, zip-a-da-doom, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom,
ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom, encouraging young people to try to get together as a quartet. Actually, tonight at camp, we have our annual quartet blast, where the quartets that have formed this week or who came as high school quartets and received coaching will be performing while we're all munching on pizza and having a great time. But it's one of the most interesting evenings of the whole camp process.
I know you wanted to bring the Prestige Quartet live today, but they're booked. They're busy. Yeah.
even as we speak, there's a performance at the Columbus Zoo going on right now. Prestige and all the campers, the young singers, are performing at the Columbus Zoo.
Charlie Pickard, can you give us one more song from the Prestige Quartet recorded here yesterday in our studios?
She wore blue velvet, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light. From the stars, from the stars, she wore blue velvet, whoa, 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 bluer than velvet were her eyes, warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours, was ours, ours was our loyal tiny, feeling the rapture grow, life flaming brightly, but when she precious and warm a memory through thy years, and I still can see velvet through my tears.
The four gentlemen of the Prestige Quartet, Drew Ochoa, Gordie Howe, Nick Gordon, and David Parrott. By the way, yes, the tenor is a young man called Gordie Howe, so I had to ask, are you related to the great hockey hero? And this is his grandson, so I'm sure Grandpa's busting his button somewhere. We had three emails come in while they were singing in the last few minutes, and they all said pretty much the same thing. I can paraphrase, swoon. So you are. By the way, the Prestige Quartet's available for booking, so check it out. Mike Renner, do you follow your graduates, or do they come back?
Certainly, most of we have 35 counselors, adults, who work with the kids and give up their vacation time to in an unpaid fashion to be here this week. Many of those are previous campers who got absolutely enthralled with the process while they were here with the camp and want to come back and pass on that thrill of singing, that thrill of a cappella vocal music with young people. We are generating a Alumni Association. Our hope is that we'll be able to track where some of these singers went after they went through college and settled into wherever their careers have taken them, and encourage them to become involved in vocal organizations in those communities. We're thinking that this is now the 17th year that we've done the Harmony Camp, so we know of a lot of those that started singing with us years ago are now vocal music teachers in high schools and in other places. So it's exciting to see how the thrill of singing, something that those of us at the Singing Buckeyes have had for a long time, is getting passed on to the new generations. And we just know that the best musical instrument of all, the human voice, is going to be a hallmark of continued musical excellence on through and passed on to the next generation.
What got you, Mike Renner, singing?
Well, I started singing when I was in high school, and of course, at that time, I thought high school singing was just where you met the girls, and it was an easy A in high school.
How'd that work out for you, by the way?
Well, I met them, but they didn't seem to share any of the same sentiments. In any event, it took a while for me to realize that that experience was not just something to get you through high school. It's something that you can enjoy your entire life. When I came to Columbus after college as a lawyer, I started in a law firm where a couple of people had been engaged in barbershop singing and asked me to come along, and I got hooked right away and have been doing this now for about 35 years.
When you say barbershop singing, I'm going to reveal my ignorance, but I'm with you here, this is good for me to ask. I'm always thinking quartet, four people, yet tomorrow night you're going to have 300 singing. How does that work out?
The barbershop style, of course, it involves four-part a cappella harmony. Most of us that sing it as part of a large ensemble, as part of a chorus, but it's still the same arrangements, the same four-part music, the same piece of sheet music that a quartet would use, we use as a chorus. We have engaged in a lot of visual presentation that you can do as a chorus that a quartet really can't do in terms of choreography, in terms of being able to live out the meaning of the song by the way we present ourselves visually with our movements. And so chorus singing has become quite an important part of the whole barbershop experience.
And parents, listen up out there. Mike Renner started singing in high school, and he's now an attorney, so he turned out good. So, you know. And also the young men who came in yesterday from the Prestige Quartet, a bunch of us were looking at them and we were thinking, wouldn't it be nice if our daughters brought guys like this home? They never do. They bring the bad boys. But I was delighted to have them here. We have 2 minutes left, so I just want to make sure everybody understands about the Harmony Camp, which is, four or five days, isn't it?
It's four full days, and it started on Wednesday. It will end tomorrow night down at Veterans Memorial.
And at the actual camp day is near campus or on campus here at Ohio State. Is that
correct?
Right. Okay.
They've been on campus since Wednesday morning.
With about 300 people.
Yes.
Yes. And tomorrow night at 7:30 at Veterans Auditorium is the culminating concert. Now, are some of the groups that you sing in going to participate as well?
The Singing Buckeyes, our chorus, will be the lead-off performer on the show tomorrow night. And frankly, your listeners would be just delighted if that's all they heard, because we're a great chorus.
Good for you. That's right.
But we hope that they stay for the rest of the show, because it will knock their socks off.
That is tomorrow night, 7:30 at Vets. You can get tickets at the door.
Also would mention www.harmonycamp.org. Tickets can be purchased even now at that website.
Mike Renner, I do thank you for coming in today. I know it's a busy day for you, so I appreciate your coming in and taking the time. Thank you for bringing us the Prestige Quartet. My chance also to thank Stephen Anderson, the Artistic Director of Catco Phoenix, and Roland Valliere, the President and Chief Creative Officer of the Columbus Symphony, who were my guests earlier in this program. All Sides Weekend, I'm Christopher Purdy. Thank you, Letitia Wiggins and Charlie Pickard. This is WOSU 89.7 at 820. WOSU HD1 and WOSU 820 Columbus, and streaming on the web at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.